Today, I spent the morning reacquainting myself with the forces, and of course, I'm very happy to see how the SAF has progressed over all these years. As you know, we are in a changed world. There are new challenges, new disruptions caused by technology, new forces that we have to contend with. But this is also why we have to come up with new ways to overcome our challenges. And the very nice thing about this morning, from what I have seen, is that the SAF is not resting on its laurels. The SAF is constantly trying to ask ourselves, what are those new challenges that are emerging? What are those new technologies that can disrupt our warfighting capabilities? What are also the new technologies that can allow us to build up new capabilities to overcome some of these challenges? And I'm very happy to see the SAF constantly re-examine the way it does its operation, and that gives me confidence that we'll be in good stead in time to come. As all of you know, that the capabilities of the SAF is not built up overnight in a short time. In fact, for those of us who grew up in the force, we will know that sometimes from the time you conceptualize a capability to the time you operationalize them, it can take quite many years. And that is the kind of cycle that we have. Every day of peace is a testimony that the SAF has done its job. But it's not just about planning for today's operation that's important for the SAF. It's also about planning forward. So if I may illustrate this with an example that I experienced myself over 20 years ago. I think you all will still remember the 9/11 incident. After the 9/11 incident, many armed forces around the world were asking themselves, how can we stop another incident like this? What are our response plans? At that point in time, I was in the armed forces. I visited the units, including our special forces unit. And what pleased me most was not just that they were trying to answer the question of what can they do if something like that happens again, but they were constantly thinking about what is the next thing that someone can do, what is the next tactic, next method of operations that people can employ to try to disrupt our lives. And I think that is the kind of spirit that cheers me whenever I see the SAF in operations. It's not just thinking about overcoming current challenges, but constantly thinking about how to overcome new challenges. And for many of the things that I saw this morning, some of them were capabilities that we were talking about many years ago, and today is a joy to see them being operationalized. Some of the capabilities are new and they are still being developed, and I have every confidence that with the determination of the men and women serving in the SAF, we will in time to come be able to operationalize many of these new capabilities to address the new scenarios that we will have to confront in this changed world.